In 2019, a disease appeared, the COVID-19. It's a disease that infects airways and lungs. A lot of people got contaminated since it begins, and many of those people die because of that. For example, in this picture, we can see that it's a building where coffins are put and disinfected. There is a lot of coffins, but there is only a couple of people that are in that room. Social distancing now started weeks ago, and people keep dying because they were infected a while before it started. This text has been written on March 29, 2020, and a professor, James Naismith, said that more of 2,009 people died because of the coronavirus, and that's only in the UK. And the day before that, there was 260 deaths. Even if the number of deaths are lower than the day before, it didn't mean that the epidemic is done. It just means that we have to continue the social distancing to keep us and the other people safe so that the number of deaths can reduce. Even if for some people the disease didn't cause too much damage, for some people who already have health issues, it can be really bad because it can ended up in hospital or worse, can cause death. And data from China even said that the people who died first are people who were infected like a month ago. So a lot of family should get prepared for other loss. The situation is complicated for everyone, so we can hope a changement. If we didn't do what the government say, we must stay home. It's our duty. And if we do what we have to, we can reduce the number of deaths. In our everyday life, we didn't have the power to save lives, like firemen or doctors. But today, because of the situation, we can save life by staying in our home, wash our hands as often as we can, and be careful to our health.